When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision?
Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Is getting gas at Chevron burning a hole in your wallet? Get the Drop app. With Drop, you can earn free gift cards just by filling up your tank. Download Drop now. Use code DROP77 to instantly receive $5 in points.
From UFOs to psychic powers and government conspiracies, history is riddled with unexplained events. You can turn back now. Or learn the stuff they don't want you to know.
Hello, welcome back to the show. My name is Matt.
My name is Noel.
I am Ben, you are you, hopefully, and that makes this stuff they don't want you to know. Let's get into this with a personal story first. Do you guys have any experiences in parks?
Yeah, I've been to several national parks with the family over the years. Uh-huh. Took a trip out to the Grand Canyon, which was really nice, with a couple of friends. Never done anything insane though at these places. Usually it's just hiking on, you know, for a day and then going back to a campsite or just going back to the car and heading home or to a hotel.
Actually, in my my hometown, or outside of my hometown in Augusta, Georgia, there is a national park called Finnazzy Swamp Nature Park. And I had something of a spiritual awakening there, let's say.
Okay.
There's a little area where you walk out onto this dock, this kind of like winding bridge that goes over the swamp, and you end up on this sort of like floating little pier that's out in the middle of the swamp, and it's just like covered in neon green, you know, muck, and there were just thousands of tiny little blue insects that they call no-see-ums. You guys know about these in the South? Mm-hmm. Not sure what they call them elsewhere, but they're very tiny, and they are blue, and they are very easy to breathe in. And there were just clouds of them all around my head, and every time I breathed in, I felt like they were going inside me.
Did they?
It's
probably
possible.
Probably a few. Yeah, probably they're very possible. Small.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Yeah.
So that sort of derailed my spiritual awakening there.
Yeah, sure.
But it was beautiful up to that point.
Nice.
So I also have had experiences in parks. There is a park here in Georgia in the Atlanta metro area called Arabia Mountain.
Yes.
I was just talking to a friend about that. So, she said it looks like you're walking on the surface of the moon.
Yeah, it's different. It's part of the basaltic extrusion that formed Stone Mountain, which is another strange place to visit and also a park. The reason that we're talking about this today is because the U.S. has an amazing system of public land. And despite the political changes that the country undergoes every, you know, 4, 8, or 2, or 6 years or whatever, regardless of how the tide shifts, people seem to, in general, as a culture, respect and want to keep this stuff wild. And every so often you'll hear stories about government agencies privatizing it or allowing businesses to do this, that, or the third there. But the fact remains that the U.S. National Park System is an amazing institution. I almost got to go on a road trip to Yellowstone when I was in high school. My parents wouldn't let me go because they didn't trust the guy, a slightly older guy we knew who would be driving. And they were pretty sure that we were going to do a lot of drugs.
Sure.
Try to sleep around with some fellow campers and stuff, all of which I'm sure would have been true had I gone. But had I gone, I would also be one of the proud visitors to the first ever national park in the U.S., which is Yellowstone, right? Mm-hmm. Founded by Ulysses Grant on March 1st, 1872. It actually predates the National Park Service.
Not to be confused with Jellystone, which clearly derived, you know, its name from Yellowstone.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. It's all coming together.
So, Noel, the National Park Service, as Ben said, Yellowstone predated the actual National Park Service because that was created by Woodrow Wilson on August the 25th, 1916, several years after Yellowstone was established.
Full circle, Woodrow Wilson is from my hometown of Augusta, Georgia.
Whoa.
Crazy.
The Woodrow Wilson Boyhood Home. It's an historic site there.
Have you been there?
I have.
Name doesn't exactly roll off the tongue.
Fun to say, kind of.
It is. It is. Do you think one can only hope for the kind of success that makes people reconstruct and preserve your boyhood home?
Oh, man. Yeah. Wouldn't that be great? People would be so unimpressed with mine.
Really?
You think so?
As born in a yurt?
No.
No, I wasn't. All right. So we have a it'd be cool, though. There's plenty of room for a yurt or nomadic existence in the national park system. Today, ladies and gentlemen, this is huge. It has 410 areas. Mm-hmm. And when there's a reason we use the word areas, and there are more than 84 million acres all told.
Yeah. And this goes throughout every state in the contiguous United States, the continental U.S., and expands out to the District of Columbia, which is still inside the United States, but not exactly a state. The American Samoa, Guam, Puerto Rico, and even the Virgin Islands.
Mm-hmm. And so why are we calling these areas instead of just parks?
So some of them aren't exactly parks, right? You've got something like a monument that's been erected somewhere. The surrounding area of that monument might be considered an area of the national park system. Let's say a battlefield where a battle from the Civil War took place, something like that. That isn't necessarily a park of any kind in itself or a nature preserve, but the area needs to be maintained.
Yeah, this also includes lakeshores, seashores, scenic rivers, trails, and, oddly enough,
the White House?
Yeah, the White House. The area of the White House is also considered one of the areas under the purview of the National Park Service.
So, like, when they mow the lawn at the White House, those are like park
I feel like it's
people?
Yeah,
that's
I feel like
I was
it's
thinking too.
Trying to get away. Like, we'll put the lawn mowing in under here. That's where the budget will come from.
Perhaps if you work for the Park Service, you can write in and tell us a little bit about that. Either way, this is a runaway success. In 2015 alone, how many people went to national parks?
It was upwards of 307 million.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a ton of peoples.
Mm-hmm.
It is a ton of people, and this isn't something we really discussed in advance, but bringing it up to the modern day, pretty interesting story I heard in NPR a few weeks ago, specifically about Joshua Tree National Park, and it applies to pretty much all of them, how there are so many historic structures at these parks, like from cabins to just different buildings that are falling into horrible disrepair, not to mention the amount of money and effort it requires to maintain the grounds, cutting back foliage and things like that. And just, you own a house, man. You know how much of a pain it is just to keep up your yard.
Yeah.
Can you imagine having to do it for acres and acres and acres of national park land? So apparently these parks today have these intense lists of problems and things, but there's just not enough money to cover the cost.
Well, yeah. I mean, like you said, it's crazy expensive. And I guess when you're looking at a budget, it might be difficult to, convince someone that this is where a priority is.
Yeah, the National Park Service is part of the Bureau of the Interior. If we're following, you know, the budgetary money, it's composed of more than 22,000 employees, paid employees, and 220,000 or so volunteers.
Wow. That's who gets the work done.
And I just found the stat from the story. I just wanted to throw this out there and we can move on. There is a, according to this NPR piece, nearly $12 billion maintenance backlog of work that needs to be accomplished, but there just isn't the money in the budget for the parks. I just thought that was interesting.
I mean, some people would say that the U.S. is lucky that the parks still exist. Other people would say that there's something completely different to this story, that there's something different going on. And we'll get to that in just a moment. But first,
a quick word from our sponsor.
The following is a high five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo! Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone, goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High five.
High five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire. With the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Dad deserves something really nice for Father's Day, but let's face it, we usually don't do it. Big gifts are for Mother's Day. Picking something up on the way is for Father's Day. Well, let's make Father's Day something this year with the Bartesian Cocktail Maker. It whips up over 60 premium cocktails on demand, each ready at the push of a button. And right now, you get $50 off the Bartesian Cocktail Maker when you buy one pack of Dad's favorite cocktail capsules. Dad will publicly love that you saved $50 on the countertop machine that crafts premium cocktails on demand, and he'll secretly love that you splurged on him for Father's Day with the gift of a Bartesian. Because the only thing that lets Dad know he's the world's number one dad better than a world's number one dad coffee mug is an artisan cocktail in his hand. Make Dad's Father's Day and Father's Day cocktails with all natural juices and bitters without making any mess at all. Visit bartesian.com/father to get $50 off the best premium cocktail maker for Dad at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Here's where it gets crazy. So out of the, what was it, Noel, upwards of 307 million?
307,247,252 to be precise.
Oh, you've got the numbers, yeah.
Whoa.
Well, three of those were us and listeners. Odds are that some of those people were also you. And if you're like many of these people, you visit for a day hike, a few hours, maybe a weekend, maybe you take a couple weeks and go down a river or get really into some strange Thoreau, Walden stuff and, or Emerson stuff. And then sometimes people just don't come out at all. People disappear in national parks.
And they disappear for different reasons. There are some people who disappear who do it on purpose.
Oh, yeah. Just don't want to live off, don't want to live on the grid anymore, right?
I mean, I've had that inclination a couple of times in my life.
I think we all have. There's something so tempting about just, you know, disappearing, walking into the forest, never to return, hopping a train to the great horizon, you know.
I have to admit, when we started the show back in 08, when we started production, midway through 2009, I really felt like, oh my gosh, dude, we have to get off the grid right now, all of us. Anyone who is awake right now needs to leave, go to the woods, and just learn how to farm.
They make it really difficult for you to do that. Just, I mean, just in terms of like dealing with city government,
logistics,
you know,
yeah.
Logistics. I mean, I actually just saw the story, court rules living off the grid is illegal out of Cape Coral, Florida, where, basically someone has sort of like a tiny house situation, out in the woods and, unplugged from municipal services. And that was ruled by a court in Cape Coral to be illegal. A magistrate judge actually said that this individual is not allowed to live on her own private property without being hooked up to the city's water system.
Is it a health and human services?
Exactly.
Kind
that's
of
the thing. There's always some reason, you know, and I think it's absurd, but, it's interesting. And, you know, that hints maybe disappearing is the only way to do it.
Right. And we'll do an episode about how to disappear if we haven't yet. It's pretty fascinating. I think Stuff You Should Know did a piece about living off the grid. If you, would like to check that out, listeners. So for people who willingly disappear, people who become modern hermits, there's an example of a guy named Daniel Suelo, who quit using money in 2000 and then moved to some canyons near a place called Arches National Park. And he's been living in these different caves tucked into these nooks of sandstone. And he just doesn't want to practice anything related to money. You can read some great, stories about him on The Atlantic. And, of course, an internet search will show you some of his various trials, travails, his ups and downs.
Yeah, there's a great article on The Atlantic that you shared, Ben, that it kind of goes through his beliefs almost and why he's doing it. It's pretty interesting. Talks a lot about capitalism. And that.
Right. And oh, some people temporarily reside in national parks, such as members of the Rainbow Family gatherings, you know, which is another fascinating topic. And in either of these above cases, yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is absolutely possible that some individuals in these situations may be running from the law or from other institutions, maybe an abusive spouse, or in some cases, breaking it. Because let's say you're an active member of a militia, or you're a felon who is on the run with some priors, you can disappear. It's way easier to disappear in America than people make you think. It's not easy by any stretch.
Sure. And it's much easier to disappear in, let's say, a woods or an isolated area than it would be in the middle of a city where you have to go procure things or something.
Yeah, not to mention all the closed circuit cameras that exist in a situation, traffic cameras, things like that that just aren't out there. You know, you might have the occasional park ranger snooping around, you know, trying to make sure you're not stealing any picnic baskets. But, you know, barring picnic basket theft, you're probably,
We're going to get into some picnic basket theft.
So for instance, some people might move nomadically from one site to the next, people who travel for, alternative community or intentional community kind of gatherings. But they might still have little interaction with the mainstream world, which in the Rainbow Gatherings is referred to as Babylon.
I need to learn more about the Rainbow Gatherings.
You can go. I'm sure they'd be happy to see you.
I might have to try it out, guys.
A lot of hula hooping, right?
I imagine there's some hula hooping involved.
Probably not competitive, though. It's just hula hooping for hula hooping's sake.
They don't seem like the most competitive group of people. But if anybody's been to a Rainbow Gathering, we'd like to hear about it, right?
Yeah.
With your experience.
I am teasing. I have always just in the past associated it with like, people that like follow bands or something, like Fish or like the Grateful Dead, like it being sort of that same kind of scene. But I could be entirely wrong.
Oh, I could completely see that. So in those cases, people might have a largely off the grid or disappeared life, but interact with the mainstream world sporadically or as needed. And this goes to the picnic basket example.
Yes, this goes to the wild man of central Maine. His real name is Christopher Thomas Knight. Again, awesome article on this dude. I think it's in GQ.
Yes.
Okay, so I just want to say, first off, this guy, I kind of want to be him, but then as you continue reading on, no, maybe not. Maybe that's a bad idea. This gentleman, when he was 20 years old, just took off into the woods. He said it was around the time, because he didn't know what year it was when he was asked by the people who apprehended him eventually.
When he was finally captured.
Yes. So this guy was living in the woods, and what he would do is he would break into, let's say, a cabin that's on property somewhere.
Sure, where people camp seasonally.
Sure, exactly. And just take whatever he could from there, or break into, let's say,
a yurt.
A yurt, why not?
Break into a yurt, or, a larger facility mm-hmm. where food is stored, mm-hmm. and would break in there, take what he needed, and then continue on. And
clothing, books, beer, yes. food.
Possibly even like a shed where they keep boats or things like that, or like equipment.
I mean, the guy was pretty masterful with tools, being able to get into things. And, you know, a lot of times keys are stored in a place like that where it's a facility used by a park service or
and
something.
And he was legendary in the area. He was known as Wild Man of Central Maine, as mentioned before. When he was arrested and finally caught, he was sentenced to 7 months in jail and probation. And at the time of this recording, he is slowly rehabilitating into society. He has a brother.
Yeah, what was the story though when he was discovered? Was he just like he had to kind of be reintegrated? More like ultimately he just was not, he had not been around people at all.
For 27 years.
And they suspect that he may be somewhere on the Asperger's autism spectrum, but they're at this point, I don't know if that's confirmed or if it's just the amount of time living in such solitude that has affected his behavior in a way that they might confuse with that.
Do we know what led him to this life? Was it homelessness? I'm interested.
I don't believe it was homelessness. This decision though, it seemed like it was a snap impulse. Maybe he just had it with people.
Like when Forrest Gump just wanted to run.
Right. Right. Or when everybody in that REM video just gets out of their car.
Powerful moment.
That's a powerful moment. I always think of that moment. One time I did try it in bad traffic. I got out of my car and I stood there, but no one walked out with me. So next time you're in traffic, folks, if you happen to see Noel or Matt or I get out of a car, just hop out long enough to say hi.
So the thing that sticks with me about this story is the Wild Man of Maine is that he was a legendary being that existed in this area where people would talk about him, would say, oh, you better lock up tight. You know, the Wild mm-hmm. Man of Maine might be coming around,
like,
or
cropsy,
don't. Yeah,
or
don't leave anything out. Wild Man of Maine.
The Jersey Devil. Around.
And then he became a reality. And he's a myth that became real, which
he
is
never,
pretty cool.
Never hurt anybody, right?
Well, no,
Not that we know of.
Yeah, exactly. There's no evidence.
So other people have disappeared fatally in national parks. And these are people, you know, who break their leg in a remote place, take a bad fall, are murdered perhaps, because again, it's an isolated area. Drowning is huge, which ties into possibly the Smiley Face Killer, different type of show, maybe an episode in the future. Some of these disappearances remain unexplained to this day. There's a How Stuff Works article on 10 mysterious disappearances in national parks. Just for one example, in 1997, a 73-year-old man named John Devine mysteriously disappeared in the Olympic National Park in northern Washington state. That's interesting because he's not the first hiker that's disappeared from there. Over the past 25 years, at least four that we know of have disappeared.
And yeah, he was with a friend when he went missing. There's a lot of strange stuff to his story.
That's right. So what's the cause? What is the single cause or one of the causes? What's making this happen? What gives? To answer that question, we checked out some work recommended to us by you, written by an author named David Paulides.
Yeah, and he actually wrote a series of books about these disappearances, the Missing 411 series, about different regions and different situations. One is Western U.S. and Canada. There's another one on the Eastern United States, one on North America and beyond. Then there is one called The Devils in the Details as well. And he's also written quite a few books about the cryptid known as Bigfoot.
Ah, right. Yes, that's something that... in some cases, well, some sources feel that damages his credibility, right? Because for a lot of people, if you write a thing about a cryptid, especially a cryptid of that size or that popularity, then they will tend to look askance at any other work you do for the record in the Missing 411 series. While Paul Itis makes imply some stuff about a cryptid, he never says these people were clearly... killed by a Yeti.
So at some point when Mr. Politis kind of got on this route of, wow, there seem to be a lot of people that go missing in national parks.
Yeah, a park ranger asked him to look into it.
Yes. And he tried to find more information and he seemed to hit a couple brick walls. So it led him further and further down this road of trying to explain what happens to all these people. And is there some kind of common thread that links them together?
Right. Have they nailed down a theory? So here's some possible causes for these rashes of disappearances in no particular order. First, as we mentioned, accidents. It's going to happen. Let's walk through these and the pros and cons of both.
Okay.
So, a pro, at least in terms of the likelihood of accidents occurring, the woods are huge. Many people are not familiar with them, and you're in isolated areas where a slip on the path can make you break your leg, or if you have a head injury and you're in the backyard of nowhere, then it is possible that could be it for you if you don't have a method of contacting someone else. That's why, you know, if you go into a wilderness, you should always, always have at the very least someone back in the civilization who expects to hear from you by a certain amount of time.
Right? Yeah, but even that might not save you because
it might not.
These areas are so vast.
And one big con for the likelihood of accidents would be that we know not all of these things are just human error or accidents. There have been attacks, you know, animals have attacked people. Mm-hmm. People have been murdered, you know, bodies have been found mangled and stuff like that.
You know, I forgot actually another national park that I've been to part of is a site in the Chattahoochee National Forest, called Anna Ruby Falls, which is
yes.
Wonderful.
It's beautiful.
Glorious.
Yeah.
But you go there. There are a lot of little nooks with signs basically saying, don't step here or you will die instantly.
Right.
And you see it and you're like, yeah, I would die. Like that would happen. And I mean, and it's like that all over these spots and it's wet. It's slippery. There's, mm-hmm. you know, a waterfall.
And there's, yeah.
And again, like I was talking about earlier, the infrastructure in some of these spots, not exactly up to par a lot of times. So you got to think that there are opportunities for people to maybe be going into an area after hours or mm-hmm. going around. Maybe they fell over a rail. Maybe, you know, a slat and a bridge broke. There's a lot of possibilities. And I know they do try to cordon off these areas where you can't get to them, but people can be pretty tenacious.
Heck, maybe they just got lost.
Right.
You know, that's one of the most terrifying things is how easily someone can get lost in the woods. It's not that search parties do a bad job. It's just that the game is rigged. It's really difficult. So another thing, another likelihood, possibility, animals. You know, animals
sure.
have attacked people. There aren't that many types of large animal that would attack something like a person.
Yeah, and it's going to vary per region. Where you're talking about the animals out in California that you might have to worry about are going to be a little different than the animals you have to worry about if you're in, let's say, the Everglades in Florida.
Like how?
We're talking about a bear, like perhaps, or we're talking about a gator, maybe a mountain lion.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, out in Colorado, I just remember Joe Rogan talking about an attack on his dog from, I believe, a mountain lion.
Or coyote or coy wolves mm-hmm. as well. So we know those creatures exist. We know that in some cases they will attack human beings. One of the cons to this is that animal attacks, as far as we know, the official record, seem to be fairly rare in comparison to other people. And then, you know, you can often find some sort of evidence, you know, bones or something. Mm-hmm. As soon as you die, no matter how you die, as soon as you die in the wild, there's an army of creatures, scavengers, predators, microorganisms that fall upon the sweet, sweet buffet that used to be you. And they eat your eyes and your tongue and your other soft parts. And then other creatures come in. It's in your a pile of bones in a nifty North Face jacket. That last personal detail, I guess we didn't need to add.
I got stuck on sweet, sweet buffet that used to be you.
It's true.
I like that.
Apparently a lot of times they start with your feet.
Oh, yeah?
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Father's Day is coming, a day we celebrate the guy who's always there for us. To crack a dad joke. Well, you know what's not a dad joke? Getting $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker with the purchase of his favorite cocktail capsule pack. $50 off. No dad joke. See, this is a dad joke. I lost my glasses today, and guess who I bumped into? Everyone. But the Bartesian Cocktail Maker, it's no joke. Each cocktail capsule contains real fruit juices and all-natural bitters, so dad can make over 60 premium cocktails he loves. Sidecars, old fashions, gimlets, all with the push of a button. So, for the dad who loves a cocktail with friends and a good joke from time to time, get the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. $50 off now until Father's Day. Visit bartesian.com/father to get 50 off the best premium cocktail maker for dad at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
I was reading an article about like the bacteria in feet is pleasing to carrion.
Whoa.
I'd always heard even more disturbing perhaps that they start at your soft bits. Like your face, your tongue, your genitals.
Genitals, yeah. Well, there are other possibilities besides that, which would be crime. A drug deal gone bad.
This makes me think of the fantastic episode of The Sopranos called The Pine Barrens, wherein kind of forget what happens exactly, what the crime was, but somebody ends up getting it. So the Pine Barrens are actually they're referred to as several different things. The Pinelands, the New Jersey Pinelands, are a national park area in New Jersey that is about 1.1 million acres, just to give you the scope of some of these types of areas. And like I said in the episode, the whole crux is that they are trying to hide a body, and it's clearly considered a pretty solid place to do a thing like that, you know.
You out there have probably heard the Pine Barrens mentioned in Pulp Fiction and other, not the movie Pulp Fiction, just throughout Pulp Fiction, when involving the mafia, especially in New Jersey. Yeah, it's a, seems like a prime spot.
Although that would not account necessarily for missing visitors, you know. What were you saying, Ben, about like some drug deals gone bad? Like
sure.
Maybe that's a place where they would meet to right. do the drug deal because mm-hmm. it's such a rural area where there's maybe not going to be as many people around.
Yeah.
Something goes bad. Nobody ever leaves.
An accident happens on a camping trip. You want to fake your death or you want to commit suicide. You want it to be a new person, which we should do that episode here.
Another thing to think about here is abduction, like child abduction. There was one case in that article, the How Stuff Works article, the 10 mysterious disappearances. A kid, I believe his name is David Gonzalez. He was going to his car to get some cookies out of the car. Mom was like 50 yards away. And then all of a sudden, kid's gone, can't find him. And I think they saw a truck like leaving really fast out of the park area. But anyway, it's just that kind of thing. That kind of thing must happen. Right? It seems like a perfect place to target someone who's isolated and not in their own element.
Right. And the thing here is that whatever these causes may be, Paul Ides does not specifically trace it to one thing yet, though they say they're narrowing down suspects. Whatever the cause of this may be, this author and his supporters argue that there are clusters of information here, three types of clusters. One, a cluster in terms of geography. Like, for instance, Yosemite National Park is one of the clusters that he cites, with 46-something disappearances mm-hmm. occurring, some where the bodies were later found, some where no body was recovered. He also says that there are clusters in terms of chronology, certain times of the year or certain years, people seem to disappear more frequently. And then there's a type of person who disappears more frequently, the very young, the elderly. And according to these books, many times when people are recovered, they have some of the same, they have some things in common. For instance, they have wounds, light wounds, or clothing's torn. They have little to no memory of the event. They're located further than one would imagine they could travel on their own. That being said, Paul Ides believes there is a conspiracy afoot of some sort, that the National Park Service is not being on the up and up, right?
Yeah, when he tried to get more information, as we mentioned earlier, from the National Park System through Freedom of Information Act requests, he seemed to be stonewalled a bit. At least that's what he thought at first, until he realized, wait, there isn't a lot of good record keeping when it comes to missing people in these areas. Everything as simple as names and dates and times, it wasn't at least at the time being collected.
And he also claims that he had several Freedom of Information Act requests that were denied.
Yes.
When he asked for more information. At this point, this author is continuing their investigation into the possible causes of these disappearances. I will say that given that there are more than 1,000 or so cases that he has cataloged, I would say it's difficult to imagine that these are all attributable to a single cause.
I would go so far as to say it's impossible that they're all the exact same thing.
I'm hesitant to say impossible, but I would be surprised. I would buy
improbable?
A lottery. Improbable?
Highly, yes, highly.
Improbable. I would buy a lottery ticket.
Yes.
If it turned out that kind of math works. So at this point,
but you don't buy a lottery ticket.
No, I don't buy a lottery.
That
tickets.
Is like a rule, a Ben Bolin rule.
No, I'll buy a lottery ticket for someone as a present,
just for fun.
No.
Have you ever gotten lottery tickets as a stocking stuffer?
I have.
Me too.
It's a really sad stocking stuffer. Well, especially when you get a roll of them and you win nothing, you win another ticket. From a roll. Anyway, I'm sorry.
The potential is there, okay? It may be tiny, but it's potential.
So we're at a point now where this investigation led by Paul Ides continues. Some of the more skeptical in the world of this conversation have pointed out that, of course, there's a reason it's called the wilderness. People get lost, people get hurt, people miscalculate, people can unfortunately die. And that can be a completely mundane explanation. However, Paulides and other investigators as well believe that there is something more afoot, that there is a cover-up on the part of Uncle Sam. So without claiming to know what could or could not be causing these disappearances, instead, the author does say that there is an active stonewalling occurring. Mm-hmm. Is that the phrase you used?
Yeah,
yeah. That's a very good point. We want to know what you think. Do people disappear in national parks? Is there what do you think the cause of it is? Do you think that there could be some sort of cryptid involved? To me, that's a little bit tough to conjecture, especially if it's something that would be the size of a primate. You know what I mean?
Can I give you a story about that, Ben?
Lead
people's minds down this road here.
Please do.
On the website VistaRamicJourneys.com, this is a group of people who've looked at the missing 411 books and kind of taken exact places where people allegedly went missing and then taken a panoramic photo of the spot where they supposedly went missing. And there's one story on here about a dude named Christopher Tompkins, who was on an isolated road in Georgia, walking behind several other guys. They were working together. And one of the other gentlemen claims to have turned around, and Christopher was no longer there as they were walking along this road. They ended up finding parts of his clothing. One of his boots was right behind them. They found some of his clothing on a barbed wire fence a little ways away, and they found some more of his clothing in another boot even further away from that. And this all took place within a matter of minutes, or less than that. And I don't know, that's one of those situations where it makes me kind of go, well, how in the heck did that happen without something really big either carrying him away, unless he just got super excited and ran?
Right, like a large bird, for instance.
Maybe.
Or a drone. Yes, the possibilities stretch forward, and we would like to hear from you. So let us know, do you think these people disappeared due to mundane causes? Do you think that there is something more organized at work? And let's also keep in mind that given the in terms of the number of people who attend these parks, relatively few, so far as we know, are actually going missing. So let us know. And then if you just have a story about something creepy that you have found in a national park or encountered and you are comfortable telling us, we'd love to hear that too. It might make it to the air. Speaking of listeners, I think it's time for
Shout Out Corners.
Our first shout out comes from Augustina, who says, someone from Panama would like you to talk about the Panama Papers. Also, a shout out would be cool.
Shout out to you, Augustina, and we are on it. Act surprised.
Yes, as soon as it came out, you know, all three of us were just attached to our computers.
Gasp.
Second shout out goes to Evelyn Rowell, a photographer who listens to the show while she's retouching images. Quote, I think Tyson stole your opening. Go listen to the opening of Star Talk. It sounds suspiciously similar.
Yeah, I don't know.
I haven't checked that out, but I appreciate the tip. And retouching images, huh? Changing history. What's that thing about Stalin? The kid stays in the picture. Of course, we're kidding, Evelyn. Big shout out to you, and thank you so much for writing. I'm going to check out this Star Talk, outfit.
It's pretty good.
About.
It is good, and I don't recall the theme, but I need to give it another listen.
It's new to me. You guys know I'm not out and about. So our last shout out of the day, of the week, really goes to Simon. Simon wrote in to say, commenting on our AMA at Above Top Secret. So it was Scully, Harvey Oswald, and the Illuminats with their breakout hit, Roswell That Ends Well. Because we released a picture of the four of us. And we thought, hey, this looks kind of like a band.
Yeah, we were around Scully like she was the lead, and we were the Illuminats.
We're working on the mixtape,
yeah.
Simon.
Yeah, we're working on the mixtape. You can pay for it in stolen Nazi gold.
Or Ben Bucks.
Or Ben Bucks.
Only. Those two things only.
Well, you got to convert your stolen Nazi gold to Ben Bucks.
I mean, that's just how the economy is.
And the exchange rate's not in your favor,
It's rigged. I can't believe we started out with such an idealistic currency, and then 3 weeks in, we've become the monsters
that we were fighting in the first place.
We've become the monsters we fought in the first place.
It's a shame.
Yeah, we're mostly kidding about that. But if you would like a shout out, let us know if you'd like to see that picture. You can find us on Twitter, and it's on our Facebook as well, I believe. Both of those are Conspiracy Stuff. And if you want to hear every podcast that Noel, Matt, and I have ever done, then check out our website, stufftheywantyoutoknow.com, where you can hear those podcasts for free.
That's right, the biggest URL in the history of the world. What up? But if you go there, once you get there one time, you'll always want to go back. I can promise you that. If you don't want to do any of that stuff that we just mentioned, you can always send us a message. We are
conspiracy@howstuffworks.com.
Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at high5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
Overspending on Amazon? Earn while you shop with Drop. Earn rewards on every purchase, online or in-store. Download Drop now and use code DROP11 to get $5 in points. Get rewarded for shopping today.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.